Good afternoon, guys. It's always great to stand before you on a Monday after a win at home, especially. It's a great job by our football team yesterday, coming away with a hard-fought win for our team. Can't say enough about the preparation and the fact that our coaching staff consistently pushes our players to be the very best they can be, and then to see our players go out and execute as well as they have each and every game plan that we put before them. It's been exciting to see. I mean, they're playing with great consistency across the board and seem to be improving in a lot of key areas, which gives us a lot of hope as we go forward. Injury-wise, Adrian had a mild ankle sprain yesterday, played through it, did a great job, had a very good football game for us, you know, running with such authority and being able to break tackles the way he did throughout the game, even though he was a little bit hobbled with that ankle. We don't think there's anything that'll keep him from playing this next ball game. He should be fine going forward. We're learning a little bit more about Jerome Simpson's leg. You know, he still have the lower leg weakness that we talked about. They're running some tests this morning, so we'll have a little bit better idea as the day goes on with the MRI. We think there's could possibly be something connected to the back as well as the leg, so still trying to get some clarification. We'll have more information as the day goes along. Other than that, you know, we're pretty good. We expect to get Marvin Mitchell back to practice this week along with Andrew Zendejo. We expect to get him back as well. Nobody else has really shown up with any major injuries, so we should be pretty good. Christian was fine. You saw him move around well. There were no problems with him yesterday. So from an injury standpoint, we're in pretty good shape. Jerome probably being the one that we're probably most concerned about. So.
What stood out to you so far about the collaboration between Allen and the defensive guys and just the way they've sort of worked together to learn each other's strengths?
You know, when we made the decision to bring Allen aboard, part of it was hoping that and knowing and believing that he would have a good rapport with the players from a communication standpoint. I thought that was one of his strengths, and that is exactly the way things have turned out. He does a good job of communicating to our players about what the expectations are at every position and how each guy fits in what we're trying to get done. And to see that collaboration between he, along with our defensive staff and our players, it's shown on the football field. I mean, they're playing with great energy. You can see the guys are playing with confidence. They're in the spots they should be, and when they're in those spots, they're able to make some plays for us. So it's been a great thing to watch come along. Now, we also know we have a lot of work to do going forward, but we have really made tremendous strides.
Willingness to solicit feedback seems well received by the guys in terms of them being able to have input in some things.
I think that's a big deal when you're in a leadership role, and that's exactly where he is right now. You know, his ability to be able to listen to what the players have to say and not always feel like he has to be right, I mean, that's a good quality to have. And he's done a good job of listening to some of their suggestions, incorporating some of them, along with being able to say no when he needs to say no.
Leslie, I mean, last year this defense gave up a ton of points, a ton of yards. Are you surprised how quickly they've come along?
I think, Joe, if we had not had an offseason, I probably would be surprised. But the fact that we could go through an entire offseason with them and begin to really shape things and get them the way we wanted them to and let the players be around Allen and his philosophy along with what we wanted to get done. I think if we had not had an offseason and we were playing like this, I probably would be surprised. But so much of what we're doing now is a direct effect of what happened during this offseason that I feel like we're about where we should be, and we should just hopefully continue to improve.
So what's made the biggest difference since that Indianapolis game?
I think guys just, along with the coaches, just honing in on what we do best. Part of our early problems were what we were doing situationally and two-minute football. We were playing some good defense, but we weren't playing good situational football. And since that Indianapolis game, we've gotten a lot better at situational football. And part of that is Allen having a better feel for our players and what their strengths and weaknesses are, along with our players really taking some accountability as to what is being asked of them. And the reflection of that is the success we're having on defense. I mean, guys are really honing in on what they've been asked to do at certain parts of the game, and the reflection has been the success that we're having on defense.
For as much production as Harvin has given you and all the options Christian seems to have found, Adrian coming back and whatnot, do you still think your defense is going to be the one that's going to carry you as far as you can go.
Well, Brian, you know, I'm a little biased having a defensive background. It almost feels like that was a setup question. But, you know, I can't get away from what I believe. You know, I was talking to Jim last week about how I think you win in our league and do it for the long term, not the short term. And I believe being able to play good defense, being able to stop the run and not give up big plays in the passing game gives you a chance to be successful every week. And if your special teams can do a great job in that area as well, you know, where you can win that special teams battle, along with being able to run the football, not turning the ball over, and when you get people playing 8 and 9 man fronts, being able to have a quarterback who can execute in those situations, I think that's a winning formula. I've seen it as a player, and I've always believed it as a coach as well. And if you're not playing good defense, in my mind, it's just hard to win in our league. And I know there are some teams who buck that a little bit by putting up a lot of points and a lot of yards. But I just think in the long term, to be good in our league for the long period, and that's what we're hoping to be able to do, not just a one-year wonder or two- or three-game wonder, but we want to be a football team that's going to be good for a long period of time. You need to play good defense, and we're doing that right now. And the results are, you know, we're on the upside from a win-loss standpoint.
You know what you had in Jasper as a run stopper. How much has he grown and improved in his coverage, and do you feel comfortable with him in that nickel spot going forward?
Yeah, it's funny you asked that. I was just sitting down talking with Aaron Henderson about his role and how things will be going forward. And, you know, Jasper has done a good job in Aaron's absence, playing the nickel mic position, really increased our confidence in his abilities to be able to handle that role. And as we go forward, you know, we'll continue to talk about what will happen with Aaron in that role. Aaron did a good job in our base defense yesterday. Didn't get any snaps in the nickel, but the way Jasper's playing, it's hard to take him off the field in the nickel situations. He's doing a good job. So he's grown. He always felt like he could do it if we gave him the opportunity, and he's showing that he's capable. But we do think Aaron is good at the nickel mic as well.
Hey, let's back to Jerome for a second. When did that start? And because, I mean, he sat out those first three games. When did he come to you guys and say something's wrong?
You know, Joe, we didn't know anything was wrong until the morning of the game. You know, I get a call, a text actually from Eric Sugarman saying that there was something wrong with Jerome. And then when I get to the stadium and he comes in my office and he explains to me what's going on, and you know, it wasn't the conversation I expected to have on the day of the game. We had a big package for Jerome in this game. We really felt like there were some things that we could utilize his abilities and make some plays for. So we took him out on the field and began to try to do some things just so I could get a gauge of, you know, should we have him up? We're going to have to put him down, you know, where things are. And so it wasn't until just a few hours before the game that he came in and told us that he was having some weakness, really couldn't push off on that leg. And it was a quandary for him and for all of us. And our doctors took a look at him. And after we worked him out, they didn't feel like he was going to be in jeopardy if he played. We have 5 receivers dressed. We don't, you know, ordinarily we've been dressing 4 receivers. And we were doing that more for Michael Jenkins because of, you know, his injuries during the course of the week. But as it turned out, worked out fine. Now we just got to find out exactly what's going on with him.
So has he come back and told you that this dates back a week or to the Detroit game? Have you found out now when it does go back to?
I asked him that when we were on the field and we were talking in my office there at the stadium. This has never happened to him before. So this was completely new for him. And so, as you can imagine, it scared him, had him alarmed. But, you know, we'll learn more here over the course of the day.
Is there some numbness that goes along with that?
There is. I mean, he did have some numbness, yeah, where he couldn't. Just woke up in the morning, just had some numbness, some weakness. Fine when he was walking, but just had a little trouble pushing off. And we were hoping that as time went on, he'd regain that feeling over the course of the game, because, you know, just in talking with the doctors, they felt like that was possible. And it did get a little bit better, but not to the point where he felt completely comfortable.
He didn't seem very optimistic after the game, talking to him about it. Do you feel like this could be a long-term deal for him?
I hope not. You know, we'll learn more here, Tim, as I mentioned, throughout the day. But from everything I've been told, we shouldn't be afraid to the point we're going to lose him for a long period of time. But everything's not conclusive as we speak.
Jose Adrian said he lost focus and he was playing inside his head when he tweaked his ankle. Does that surprise you for a guy that's come through his knee and how he's been that he said that it was uncharacteristic for him and maybe that scared him a little bit?
Not completely done, you know, just knowing he is still human, although sometimes he does things you say, man, this guy's so different than everyone else. But when it's the same leg where you had the knee injury, I could see there being a little bit of doubt in your mind about, you know, what's going to happen next. But to his credit, once again, he, you know, kept himself together, got back on the field, and he ran great. You know, just being able to shake that off, put the foot back in the ground again, and just say, okay, I'm all right. I'm fine. There's nothing wrong. And that's exactly what he did, and he played that way. He played with confidence, and he ran hard. I mean, there were no runs where you looked at it and said, man, he's favoring his leg or he's not running as hard as he's run before. So to his credit, I mean, he shook it off and played well.
Will you limit him at all this week? Just give him a little bit of a rest there on that ankle?
Yeah, we'll see how he does when we get back in on Wednesday and start practicing. And, you know, we'll try to be smart in how we use him in practice as well.
Guys have talked about how they believed they had a good team even when they showed up in April. But was any of that still around last season, even while they're going 3-13, or is it something that you think just kind of came together this year?
You know, last 2011 was so difficult with the offseason being the way it was. It was just it's hard to compare that team to this team, even though a lot of what we're doing now isn't a whole lot different than what we did then. It's just we had the 2012 offseason to really drive home some things that we couldn't in 2011. So, you know, we got some different personnel for sure, but the message and the belief hasn't really changed. But the preparation, which I think is critical to success in our league, is far different. It's completely different. And being able to communicate the message, the time that we've had, is far different than a year ago. So,
unless you're going into Washington where you have managed to have success the last couple of years, your first game, you had a late rally last year. Is that irrelevant because the years are completely different, or is that something you can't build on?
I don't think you can. It's completely irrelevant from my standpoint, Brian. It's just, and you guys have heard me say this before, every year in the National Football League is a different year, as we all know. I mean, you hear this team is going to be this year, this team is going to be that, and nobody really cares about, and I guarantee you Mike Shanahan and his staff don't care about what happened when we went to Washington a year ago. We're not concerned about what happened a year ago. We like to believe we're a different football team. I'm sure they're a different football team. I haven't seen any tape on them, but it has no relevancy on what we have to get done this week. You know, this is a, I'm sure it'll be a different team. I know it's a different team with a different quarterback for them. We got a lot of work to do to go on the road and win against the Washington Redskins. And what happened a year ago or 2 years ago won't even be talked about from any of our standpoint on the coaching staff or our players. It'll be about this team and this 2012 season and what we have to get done.
So. With Josh starting the game yesterday, is this sort of the beginning of a potential transition to him being the starter and Antoine being used exclusively on passing downs?
I don't know if that'll eventually be the case in 2012. We know at some point we're hoping that Josh develops to the point where he can be our starting corner. That's why we drafted him when we did. We want him to eventually be a starting corner for us. When that transformation occurs, not sure. It'll be a part of his development. We know what we're going to get from Antoine. He's been playing great ball for us in these first 5 weeks of the season, and we're going to need him throughout the year. And part of what we're doing is just trying to take some snaps off of Antoine along with developing Josh. And, you know, we're hoping that Josh continues to come along. He's been playing good for us.
Has Rhett Ellison earned some more playing time?
You know, I don't think so at the expense of either one of our tight ends. We still like what Kyle is doing. We like the things that John is doing. We like to be able to, you know, obviously get the ball to John a little bit more and get him a little bit more involved. But Rhett is about where we'd like for him to be at this point as he continues to grow and develops. So I don't think we'll take any snaps from the other two guys to give him more snaps. We will get him in the rotation and continue to grow him as a player, but not at the expense of Kyle or John at this point.
Coordinator, did you ever have as much trouble defending the bubble screen as teams that you're playing consistently have?
I tell you, I look at that play, and I think a little bit of it depends on your style of defense, but it definitely creates some problems for defenses when you have a guy like Percy Harvin, who you're throwing the ball to behind the line of scrimmage. It's really a glorified run play, just a tall sweep almost. But he's out in space, and he makes big plays, even if you got the numbers from a defensive standpoint to make the play, similar to the touchdown. I mean, they had the numbers, but an individual as so talented as he is makes a play out of nothing. I mean, you'd like to think they're going to make that play with the numbers they had, but he avoids what, four different guys and gets in the end zone. So it's problematic because of the guy that's catching the ball more so than the play itself.
You guys call it more than any other team you've either defended it as a coordinator or head coach. I mean, do you guys go to that more than anybody you've ever seen?
I think so. I'll take that back. You know, if you watch New England, they do it quite a bit to their guys. We're that slot guy, Wes Welker. So I haven't seen enough tape on people around the league, but I know based on the teams we played, I haven't seen another team use it as much as we do in the teams that we played.
Any update on Harrison Smith in the NFL?
Good question. I knew that question would come up. Do we have an update? Harrison will not be suspended. He will not be fined. And that's where things are now. Now, we don't, as I mentioned last night, condone his behavior whatsoever. It's not smart football. We got to be able to handle our emotions when things get a little bit awry. And he knows that. He and I have talked about it. And going forward, we got to do a better job across the board when moments like that occur, of being able to walk away from the situation and not cost our team a penalty or a potential dismissal from a game. So, but that's where things are. That's a good question for the league there, which is I'm glad things worked out well.
And, you know, the way he uses his body, how strong his hands are, how tough is that as a matchup in the end zone? Just what would it be like to have to defend that?
Kyle, his length is as much of a problem as his ability to catch the football. Great hands, big target. Obviously, our quarterback likes to look for him in the red zone, and he comes through, you know, time and time again for Christian and our team. So, yes, he has great hands, but his length creates problems for defenses. Even when guys are draped on him, if the ball is close, his catching radius is so wide. I mean, he makes so many plays. So he's got strong hands, but his length is a problem for a lot of defenders. All right.